USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states are lifting mask mandates for restaurants and businesses as cases of Omicron variant drop around the country, but many school requirements are still remaining. Children are at a lower risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19, which scientists now believe is because kids better mobilize a first line of immune defense. Despite this, many schools believe mask mandates are still essential to protect teachers, staff, and family members. Those who want the school mask mandates to end say masks are bad for student-to-teacher interactions, language development, and can cause anxiety. Ukraine has shifted to a war footing, declaring a state of emergency, beginning to mobilize reservists, and calling on citizens to immediately leave Russia amid warnings of imminent full-scale invasion, which could happen as early as tonight. The United States rolled out further sanctions today, targeting the company constructing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Dozens of migrants continue to clash with police in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula as frustration boils over due to authorities keeping them waiting for months to be granted approval for free passage across Mexico to the U.S. border. Migrants, mostly from Haiti and Africa, have been demonstrating in Tapachula near Mexico's border with Guatemala for almost a month, and protests turned violent as they threw stones and bottles and traded punches with members of the militarized National Guard and police. Clogged U.S. ports are being given access to over $450 million in federal money from President Joe Biden's infrastructure law as part of the administration's recent efforts aiming to ease supply chain congestion and hopefully lower prices for American consumers. The administration announced the availability of the first batch of competitive grants for ports that will be double last year's amount annually for the next 5 years. The grants are aimed at specifically reducing bottlenecks that have slowed the flow of goods to store shelves and drastically pushed up costs. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Sheriffs around the country are looking to be updated when illegal immigrants are sent to their region. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
With the Biden administration scattering illegal immigrants all throughout the United States, sheriffs are demanding to be notified when new arrivals hit their area, as the Department of Homeland Security continues to ignore the Remain in Mexico policy. Sheriffs say they will track these people that federal officials can't keep tabs on. The sheriffs made the announcement while attending the National Sheriffs Association meeting in downtown Washington, D.C. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two of Hunter Biden's ex-lovers testified before a federal grand jury investigating President Joe Biden's son. Zoe Kasdan appeared before the panel in Wilmington, Delaware. London Roberts, a 30-year-old former stripper who successfully sued Hunter Biden for paternity of her 3-year-old daughter, also testified before the grand jury for several hours the same morning. David Weiss, the U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware, is overseeing the investigation. Kasdan testified that Biden ordered her to withdraw thousands of dollars at a time from ATM machines and gave her cash to purchase expensive clothing, meal, and other items. Kasdan also testified about staying with Biden at high-price hotspots, including Los Angeles' Chateau Marmont, where comedian John Belushi died of an overdose in 1982. In his memoir, Beautiful Things, Biden said the Chateau Marmont was where he learned to cook crack before being blacklisted over complaints tied to his drug use. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.